Hello, all you naughty boys and girls of Literotica. Happy Halloween, you sexy people. I think that once you get to be an adult, you should no longer dress up for Halloween. I think you should undress. And what are you going to be this year? I think I'll be a sultry vixen of some kind, eager to please all the grown-ups who come knocking on my door. Think I can pull it off? I've definitely got some tricks to hand out to a lucky few. So, this is my entry for the 2010 Halloween Erotic Story Contest here on Literotica. I have been a bad, bad girl and waited to the last possible moment to enter. I've just been so busy. But I hope you'll vote for me anyway. This story was actually dreamed up by my very sexy husband. I was covered up with other work, and I told him that I was running out of time to enter the contest, and I told him I really wanted to do a non-consent story for Halloween. Well, I'm not the only creative one around here, because I think he came up with a wonderful idea. And I got to play around with sound effects and vocal effects, and I used some music. It was a blast. I hope you enjoy listening as much as I enjoyed recording and mixing this story. Now, darlings, come closer. I'm going to impart a Halloween secret. This story is very likely going to be the beginning of a series. It'll probably be starting it in January. Send me an email if you're interested in hearing more. And now, it's time for your treat. Turn out the lights and grab onto something solid, because this one may get a little scary. Sit back, relax, and let me take you into my nightmare. I don't want anything too revealing, but I really like this little devil number. It might be a tad sexy for an office party. Not that I really care. What's wrong with being the center of attention? The Victorian ball gown has its charms, too. Lots of cleavage. But I really don't think it would show off my figure as well. I just don't know which one I want. I've got a pair of boots that would look great with the devil costume. Ooh. Wow. That's weird. My grandmother would say someone had walked over my grave. It's not even cold. He's watching. It's like I can feel his eyes. He's not bad looking at all, either. He's rather sexy, I suppose. Tall, dark, and handsome. Emphasis on the dark. You can help me pick my costume. But how did you know the devil costume. Cheap looking. You're right. I don't know what I was thinking. The ball gown, classic. Elegant. It's the one I want. I want the ball gown. Your eyes are so unusual. What? I bought the Victorian dress. I don't even remember doing it. There's a card in the bag. Adriano Magnus, Executive Collector. Is that his name? Adriano? It's kind of sexy. I wonder what an Executive Collector is. He must work for a museum or something. Is that where the costume ball is? At the museum? No, this must be the address of his house. Nice neighborhood. I will attend the ball. I'm looking forward to it. Yes, I suppose I am. Unusual eyes. His eyes. Watching. Adriana. I will attend the ball. I'm looking forward to it. Eyes watching. Oh, Philip. I'm sorry. I just can't seem to get it together today. I guess I was just staring at my coffee. I was thinking. I forgot to stir the creamer, and then it made pretty swirls. Yeah. It's been a long week. I keep losing bits of time here and there ever since I went costume shopping. I'm just excited for Halloween, I guess. Oh, me? I'm going as a Victorian courtesan. Oh, it's a great dress. You know, but I really don't know what possessed me to spend all that money for it. It was pretty pricey. Just so pretty. I'll see you at the party tonight, Philip. I really bought the dress for the costume ball, but it doesn't start until after the office party. Why am I going to this costume ball anyway? I don't know this Adriano guy. All my friends will be at the office party, and it starts in 3 hours. I'll have to change in the bathroom. 3 hours. The clock. Strange. I never noticed the clock. It kind of looks like it has eyes. It's kind of creepy. What? Yes, I'll have to leave the party early to make it to the ball on time. I wouldn't want to be too late. I'm really looking forward to the costumes. Beautiful costumes. What did you say, Ron? Of course I'll save you a dance. You're already in your costume? 10 minutes? Oh my God, where did the day go? I have to run change into my costume. Damn. See you in a bit. I'm going to be late for the stupid office party. I didn't get anything done today. I haven't gotten anything done all week. I was just staring at the screensaver. But why? Did I have decaf this morning? I've been a damn zombie all day. Gotta shake it off. Pull myself together. This is insane. It's like I just left the costume shop and that was days ago. A corset? I hate corsets. I'm going to be uncomfortable all night. Did the stupid dress come with a corset? I don't remember that. Maybe I'm coming down with something. One thing's for sure, I need to get this shindig out of the way and then go home and rest. I am not running halfway across town to some stupid costume ball. I don't even know why this guy invited me. I don't know. It's just... his eyes. So unusual. It's like they can see inside you. Such a nice man. Inviting me to a costume ball at his house. I will go to the costume ball. I'm really looking forward to it. Gown. I feel so decadent against my skin. I love the way the corset is cinched so tightly. It's like being tied up. Kinky and sexy and dangerous all over the world. I I like the way my hair turned out. I usually can't get it all up on top of my head that neatly. I look really good. Better go to the party. So kind of Adriana to send a limo for me. I feel like a princess. Nice leather slippers. I bet this was expensive. The minibar tint? Maybe I should pour myself a drink. The driver was nice too. Such an interesting goblin mask he was wearing. It was a nice touch. Send me a costume driver. Adriano thinks of everything. Such a nice man. Oh, we're here? Thank you, I didn't realize we'd stopped. Ooh, wow, what a beautiful house. Are you sure this is the right place? I've been so scattered lately. How am I getting home? Where's my car? Back at the office? Oh. Well, I don't know that I should leave it there tonight. It being Halloween and all, maybe it's not a good idea. Maybe you should take me back there to pick it up and then I can drive back here. I should speak to Mr. Magnus about that. Yes, that's true. You're right. He'll make all the arrangements. These costumes look amazing. I like her dress. Just as pretty as mine. The fur on the werewolf looks so real. Costume fur is usually so mangy looking. I had the urge to pet him. Well, with a party like this, I'm not surprised all the costumes look top notch. The decor and catering alone must have cost a small fortune. This house is huge. So many people. I've seen Adriano, but can't seem to get close enough to talk to him. But he keeps watching me. Keeps looking at me. His eyes are so unusual. Oh, sure, I'd love to dance. I really like your costume. If you don't mind me saying, that is the sexiest elf costume I've ever seen. And the ears look so real. No. Please stop. Take your hands off of me. Oh, God, help. Somebody please help me. I can't stop him. Why? Why can't I stop him? Yes. No. Stop. Please, no. I don't want to do this. I don't want this. Please. No.
I feel so.
Stop. me.
Oh, please don't, please don't, please don't, please don't.
No, please, please don't touch me. Let me go
home.
I want to go home. I don't want to be here. Why am I here? Why can't I move? Why can't I stop?
Yes.
I'm afraid. Please, please, I'm so scared. I don't want this. Please, no. Please. No, don't. No, please. No. Please, no. No. Stop. This? It's already dark. How did I get out here? I have to go home. I feel strange. So hot. Why is it so hot in October? Or is this must be November? It's when was the party? I don't remember. I don't know what day this is. I have to go home. What's that smell? Making me hungry. So hungry. What is that smell? Who is that smell? She looks good enough to eat.
Drink blood. I feed off of energy. Over time, I have found that sexual energy is the most nourishing to me. I have become quite a gourmet. I have learned over the centuries that there is no greater sexual energy than that created by a supernatural being. Building on this theory, I hypothesize that the ultimate pairing must be two supernatural beings. I must find that perfect combination. This beautiful girl, she will feed me, take care of me. She will be my secret ingredient. My perfect puppet. My erotic plaything.